everyone. Welcome to the Scoop on Elderly Care. This is a place where we like to learn, laugh, and share on everything elder related. We are a non-scripted show, so you might see bleeps and blunders, but that's okay. We're going to roll with it. We like to keep an open mind when it comes to connecting with other generations. Bridging the gap between generations has always been our main objective, and being able to laugh while we do it has helped to broaden that bridge. Where our concept is to provide and share helpful information to our listeners, those receiving care, and families interested in care services. And now, enough about me. Now, I get to introduce you all to someone who I have grown to know and love and highly respect. Today, I would like to welcome a longtime business associate, Trista Brody. Now, Trista is the founder and president of True Care Solutions, Inc., located in Zebulon, North Carolina. She's a native of Eastern North Carolina and has worked in the healthcare industry for more than 14 years. That's all she was going to give us was 14 years. She wasn't going to spill the decades of service. All she was going to give us was 14 years. But she has experience in medical social work, mental health, and business development in the healthcare field. Now, I know, because I know you personally, I know that this is just a little itty bitty part of who you are as a person. So now I'll give you the floor. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, Trista.
Thank you, Bridget. And I always joke every time I hear my part of my bio or my bio, I'm like, who are they talking about? That's me. And I consider it a joy to be in this field 14 years, even though in healthcare, it definitely feels like dog years, but through this treacherous ordeal or system we call healthcare.
Yes.
True Care was started back in 2017. With a desire to advocate for those most vulnerable, our seniors, our disabled. Unfortunately, working in the corporate realm of healthcare, I saw a lot, and I saw where we were all about, I mean, the mighty dollar, driving home, making the money, and the client was suffering. So I took it upon myself as a social worker and the advocate was to join forces with great people like yourself, who I admire as well as a business partner, and also as just a confidant, because we have the same motive. We're all about integrity and what's best again for that client. So I'm grateful to have worked with you over the last 3 years, and just grateful that we're able to again stand in the gap, as we say, for the aging and disabled. And so True Care, that's what we do, from helping them find resources like home care, personal care services in home, or unfortunate in other fortunate situations where you may have to be placed. We do a lot of senior placement, a lot of education. I seem like I can almost write a book about topics, especially the one like we'll talk about today, about Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans. And as we always say, if it sounds too good to be true, it typically is. And I don't like to be the bad guy, but sometimes again, as the great Mr. John Lewis said, good trouble. And I love to always support people no matter what, but I have to give them the truth. And so I hear a lot about Medicare Advantage plans. My clients get calls all the time. I actually just had one recently, literally got a call, and they had opted her out of her traditional Medicare and got her into a plan that was not going to even help her cover what she was trying to get, which was dentures. And I have to educate people because, again, you know, I don't like to be called. My prayer is that you call me before the stuff hits the fan, but call me and let me educate you on the differences. Like I always tell families, and I'm going to kind of read my script that I give families to help them. And you can upload this for people to have, but Medicare is something, the original Medicare is the traditional program offered directly through the federal government. So when you turn 65 or even younger, depending on how much you have paid into Social Security, you are entitled to Medicare benefits. But the hiccup sometimes, and again, it's not always a hiccup, but they cover 80%. So a supplemental typically is helpful because it'll cover that 20%. So I help families navigate and I help clients navigate to get the right plan based on, again, their drug plan, because they have a Part D and they have the Part A, which is their inpatient. And then the Part B is their outpatient coverage. Medicare Advantage plans are private plans that contract with the federal government to provide Medicare benefits. And I always hear people say, I have Medicare, but they also have the United Healthcare. And I have to remind them that they opted out of their traditional original Medicare and they have opted into a private plan. And I have to kind of be the bearer of bad news, because sometimes those private plans are not in network with a lot of their doctors and specialists, and they don't always cover everything you need. Right. So that's the biggest thing that I always encourage families before, you know, you hear them say all inclusive and no premium, no out of pocket. When you hear that no out of pocket and no all inclusive, you got to read the fine print, because I have talked with plenty of them and they do not tell you that they don't cover a lot of the rehab services, skilled nursing. And we have to, you know, you have to let people know everything. Don't just tell them the good, what I always say, the icing on the cake. I want to get down to the batter. What do we need to know that is not covered?
Exactly.
It's a big difference.
And I know that one of the things you said about the supplemental choices. So for us, that's common terminology, industry terminology. But for someone who is new to all this, whether it's you've just been voted to be the primary family caregiver, or if you're a senior on your own and all of this paperwork and all of this talk is kind of intimidating, some of their supplemental, let's talk about supplemental choices for just a second. I know that can be a whole nother, you know, show right there. But
absolutely.
They have the two choices, or correct me if I'm wrong, it's either going to be Medicaid or some type of gap insurance, right?
Right,
and
right.
That's with the traditional Medicare. And it sounds like the traditional way is the better way to go than that Advantage plan. So you can only get the Medicaid, right, if you make below a certain amount. If you make above that amount, then, and this is where it gets a little confusing, then you will need a gap insurance. But can you tell us just a little bit more about that?
So you definitely want to, again, reach out to Medicare.org or 1-800-MEDICARE, I think is the main number. And I have that listed in my write-up. But you always want to reach out to them, because everybody is different. Like I explained to them, supplemental plans are based on your need, just like your prescription, your Part D plan. You're going to have to run your medicine to find the best fit program. Mm-hmm. So with the supplemental, you know, you'll have a Blue Cross, you'll have a United or Humana, but they're going to cover that, you know, 20%. And you want to specify, I have Medicare. Medicare is always primary, but you need a supplemental to offset that 20%. So you always want them to, again, have someone that can give them that knowledge base and help them. And again, that's what we do. And Sasha agrees.
I know.
She is a mess. But and she does. She enjoys our clients at the rest homes because it's a support, another support for them. But I always tell them to please get some information. Because like I said, we have a mutual client, Bridget, that needed that. She ended up with a Blue Cross supplement. She had primary. We were able to get her. She had these injections that this Advantage plan wouldn't cover. So we got her out of that Medicare. I mean, out of that Advantage plan, or I always say air quotes, Advantage plan, and got her back in her traditional Medicare. But she also has the Blue Cross supplement that will offset that cost. So you just have to contact And I utilize SHIP a lot. SHIP is the insurance program through the state, but I also utilize Medicare as well. Medicare is a big help, but I've always, if you know, encouraged them to do it based on one, your what you can afford. Because I know some plans can be different. You know, they can range from certain things depending on what all, you know, you may need help with. Like this particular client needed injections monthly, I think almost monthly. And it was $600 if she didn't have Medicare to cover at least 80% of that.
Right. And so now, though, let's talk for a second about that, the client that we have in common. So if you make too much to have Medicaid cover your gap and you have to do the insurance. So approximately, because they may be thinking it's going to cost them a whole lot more a month, approximately how much are those little gap?
Well, we were actually able to get her that Blue Cross supplement for about $99 a month. Now, again, it's going to vary based on, of course, the time of the year. Like sometimes it's kind of like a, it's kind of like, you know, your internet, if they have a promotion going on, unfortunately, it's kind of like that. But luckily, because she was right in her, she had just turned 65, 6 months prior. So she was able to get locked in at least for that first year, $99. I mean, for her, because she was able to save and plan for retirement, she was able to afford the $99 versus having to pay $600. And that's kind of how I have to explain it to them. I said, you much rather pay that $99 per month than to pay $600 a month for the injection that she was going to need.
Yeah, and that's when it's only once a month and not twice a month.
That's right. And you have to average out the cost. Like I used to tell them, if you, I would rather pay $50, $100 than to pay 20% of like a surgery.
Right, and
that's what I had to explain to people when they're like, well, I got this Medicare Advantage plan. It's going to cover it. But I'm like, every plan is not created equal. You have to know what, you know, what you sign up for. And like I said, they have to be honest. You have to ask people. You have to read the fine print. I mean, I have had reps not so happy with me because I have called them out and say, what is not covered? What is covered? And if you can't tell me that the main proper things like dentures and rehab, hip replacement, you know, after
the basics.
If you're kicking me out, you're kicking me out of the nursing home after about a week after having a major surgery like a hip replacement or a knee replacement. I said, oh, no, we're not going to be able to do that. They're entitled to this original traditional Medicare. And I prefer them to have that if they're not going to have to deal with the aftermath, you know, of not having stuff covered.
And I know there was something that we were talking about earlier about this trickery called verbal consent.
You cannot
talk about that.
Because of COVID, they're calling people. They're probably calling more now than ever because everybody's kind of stuck at home or stuck in place. But they're calling and they're getting your quote verbal consent. And I always tell people and I tell my clients and my families, don't, you need to see the black and white before you, you know, even have them ask them to mail you the information before you decide on anything. If they're pushy, if they're too pushy for you to say yes, you'll opt in, you don't want to opt in. You want them to know that you have an advocate or you have someone that wants to look over it. Because I'm telling you, unfortunately, I, like I said, I get those calls after the fact and then I have to be the bad guy and say, no, this is not, we're not going to be able to keep this service. And so, like I said, I have been able to get people out of those because of the trickery, because you have got, like, if they have a guardian, I'm like, you have to get their consent from the guardian, not the person. And they were like, well, they already verbally told us. I said, no, you can't do that. That is unethical. And I will report. I said, trust me, I don't have a problem reporting you to the proper people. You cannot get consent, especially if they have a healthcare power of attorney or they have a legal guardian, meaning they went through the course. You got to go through them.
Yeah.
So I always tell them, call me first. Call me first. Don't make a hasty decision because you hear no upfront costs, all inclusive, and no deductions, no co-pays. Like, again, it's nothing is free. I have to be honest. It's gonna cost you something.
And they always try to use the wording, right? So opting in can actually mean opting out the way they word it. So you really got to be careful with that stuff. I know I just had this conversation with my mom as well. She called, she's getting ready to retire and all this stuff. And she was asking me, you know, well, I have Medicare. I don't need insurance anymore. Well, actually, Mom.
Right.
Let me give you a phone number.
Right. Because it's so much more to it. And then, like I tell people, it's like an onion. You're peeling back all these different layers. Yeah. And you truly need someone to help you. And that's what we're all about. You know, it truly takes a village looking after our seniors, just like it is with our children. So we have to be their advocate, their voice, because we don't want them to be taken advantage of. I feel like they have worked hard. They earned the right to retire and not have a care in the world. Like I always tell them, I'm like, it's our turn to take care of you. You taking care of us. Let's take care of you now.
And so, sadly, from my end of the business, that is not always the case.
Yep. That's right.
That is heartbreaking. So just like yourself, that makes it even more important to me and to you to not only be ethical, but to be honest, to have integrity, to have morals, and to treat these people as if that was your mother or your father.
Absolutely.
You know, it's so important, because what goes around comes around. And you may be, I know I literally had a client take my hand and she started crying. I'm like, are you okay? What's wrong? She's like, you're the only child I have. Yep. My own children don't care for me the way you do. And that's heartbreaking.
Very hard. It's so hard to hear that. And a lot of them can have a lot of family or no family. But I always tell them, I'm going to be that adopted daughter, granddaughter, who is going to be there. And like you said, do the good, bad, and the indifferent. I always tell them, I said, one thing for me is, again, to be able to give them that support. Yep. And they earned it. Like I tell a lot of them, like, well, if this is worth getting old, they don't want to get old. If they have to deal with a lot of the stuff they deal with, I'm like, you shouldn't have to grow old and deal with the trickery and the dishonest people. So I get very, as you could say, like I said, I'm a pit bull when it comes to
very defensive. Yep.
Very defensive. And I try not to take it personal, because it's almost like if you do them wrong, you basically done me wrong.
And I'm
going to turn the other cheek, but I'm going to just say, if I turn back around and you keep doing it, we're going to have a problem. It's going to be an issue.
I know. But I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and, I actually had to take them somewhere, and we got there, and the husband started coughing or sneezing or something, and everybody started turning around and look. And I was like, well, y'all, if you're finished, let's just go. And they're like, why? What's wrong? What happened? I said, no, because they're getting ready to walk over here and say something to him.
Yeah.
And it's going to be as if they said it to me.
Right.
You know? So I just don't want that situation.
No, that's right. That's right. I'm very protective. So when my clients call me, and I love how they'll say, if I help them with something, like our mutual client, she'll always call me and say, are you still my advocate? And I said, of course.
Always.
And I told her, I said, you have an advocate for life. It takes a lot to get rid of me. And she just chuckles. And she's like, well, I got this in the mail. They'll send something in the mail. They'll call, or they'll see it on the commercial. And my clients have gotten really good. They'll call everything they see or get. They're like, I want you to look at this. And once I look at it, I'm like, nope, this ain't what you want. This is not what you want to deal with.
And that's good. That's good that you have them educated to always just know, if I'm not sure, ask someone.
Yes. When in doubt, call. And I'd rather you call me than to be taken advantage of. Oh, I'd rather you call. And they're like, well, I hate to bother you. And I'm like, you're not bothering me.
That's our job. That's what we signed up for.
I said, I do this for a living. And it's a great living. So please don't ever think that you can't call when there's an issue. Because like I said, I'd much rather you call me before it happens so I can stop it. Or, you know, I'd rather you call me before you get taken advantage of.
Advantage sure. of. Well, absolutely. I tell you what, we can talk forever. You are a wealth of information. That's yes. why I'm crazy about you. But that is all the time we have for this program. Yes. But I look forward to seeing you and having you again here. The absolutely. Good news for everyone out there is that she has agreed to come back on a regular basis and keep us informed of all the happenings in on that end of elder care, on the business end and on the social work end. So I'm excited about that. Also, take this time, Trista, to how can we get in touch with you?
Well, we have an intake line. Always call us between 9 to 5, Monday through Fridays. Our intake line is 919-585-1491. Again, 919-585-1491. Give us a call. We'll do a free assessment on your, you know, on your issue or what you have going on. And we'll set up a time to meet. Of course, if you know, if it's something we can definitely help you with. We, like I said, we have a plethora of things and resources. We are online, truecaresolutions.org. Again, truecaresolutions.org. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So definitely you can reach out to us even there. And that'll take you to our intake on our online intake form. So if you go on our Facebook page, we have a link as well too.
All right. That's great. Well, Miss Trista Brody, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you.